Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back. Look, okay, I'm going to say it. I know I promised this week would be the first video podcast, but my wife is out of town. She took the only laptop that we have. Even if I recorded everything, I couldn't upload it because, yeah, we only have one laptop. I'm poor, people. Honestly, it's not that we're poor. I just never really invested in a laptop. So now that we both need one at the same time, I got nothing here. I can do nothing. So I could get all the files and everything onto memory cards, but it would just sit there all weekend. So I said, you know what? Forget it. I'll just record it. But last week I did experiment. I think I got the settings right. I think I know where I'm going to record it and everything. So steps are being made. It's just this week there was a wrench thrown in it. I don't have everything I need. And I was like, fuck it. I need to be consistent. I'll just release the podcast. So here we are. All right. So when she gets back Sunday, I'm going to do it next week. I promise. Jesus Christ. Jesus. I'm stressing myself out. But I need to get this stuff done. I need to step my game up. Across the board as far as production goes with all the stuff that I'm doing. But all right, anyway, as usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you for tuning in, downloading, streaming, however you listen. I really appreciate it. If you're new, hey, I know I've done a couple podcasts that have come out here recently. So hopefully there's a couple of new people that said, hey, you know what, let me go check this dude's podcast out. Well, welcome. And if you are new, for those who don't know, we have a 7-year-old son. His name is Miles. I say we because I am married, and I was saying I, and it sounded weird. And the last thing I need for my wife to do is to go back and listen and go, how come you say you got a kid? I had a baby. So I just said, you know what? We. So we have a 7-year-old son. His name is Miles. And I like to talk about the different things that are going on in his life. Sometimes it's big, sometimes it's small, sometimes it's really nothing. But, yeah, so still nothing major going on other than the fact that it's just him and I for the next few days. And it is fun just hanging out with just him, you know. We have so much in common. He's so funny. He's so full of energy. This is stupid, but this is all I got. So last night, we're laying in bed. I was like, oh, we should check out Back to the Future. So I put it on. We get to the part where he meets up with Doc. Marty meets up with Doc, and the Libyans show up. And he goes, what are Libyans? I was like, oh, they're people from Libya. And then they show up in this Ninja Turtle van with an AK-47 hanging out the top. And he's watching the scene and everything, and they kill Doc. And he goes, Dad, are Libyans like this? Is this what they do? I'm like, no, man. It's just a movie. They needed a bad guy. They wanted him to make a bomb, and he stole the stuff so he can make this car that can, you know, travel through time. And he's like, all right. But it was just weird. Like, that was his introduction to Libyans, is in a movie from 1985. He's like, wait, are all Libyans like this? Are they going to do this? And I was like, man, it just shows you he really analyzes everything. For me, it was just a movie, and he's just like, first of all, who the hell are these Libyans? Why are they shooting at this guy, and are they like this? So, but he seemed to be enjoying it. It was pretty late when we started watching it. He seemed to enjoy it. He gets the concept, and we'll probably finish it tonight, but he got pretty tired last night. So that's what's going on with us. I had to explain to him that Libyans are not Volkswagen minivan driving AK-47 wheeling out the top and then pull out a goddamn rocket launcher. So that was pretty fun explaining that to him, just how his mind works. But sorry, anyway, I kind of went off on a tangent on that. But just a couple of stories, man. I know I've been trying to keep it light, but I would like to say I called it. Now masks are patriotic, and all the people that have been bitching and moaning, they have to decide, do I still want to continue to be a patriot, you know, a air quote patriot, you know. But I guess what it is now patriotism, it switches, you know. So he didn't want to wear a mask, so they're not wearing a mask, which makes him a rebel, makes them a rebel. So now that he's going to wear a mask, now they're super patriotic. Fucking, you got to love this shit, man. I ain't never wearing one. I would say 90% of that talk is now gone. It's absolutely hilarious to see how much these people hate the government. They're not sheep, but as soon as the government, the guy in charge of it all says this is patriotic to do, they all want to fucking get in line and goose step down the road to the other slaughterhouse, you know, while they're pointing at people going the other way, calling them sheep. Gotta love it. Makes my dick hard. Fucking fantastic. So good. But if I'm being honest, man, I gotta be real here. I'm truly upset at people on the right, man. I truly am. You know, while we don't see eye to eye on a lot of shit, I felt a lot of them would go, hey, man, when shit gets too crazy, they go, hey, we really should get back to this Constitution shit. You know, we it's getting out of hand. But now that's all gone. It's like they're willing to throw away everything just to own the libs. And it's scary. You got federal agents out west just grabbing people up and putting them in vans. That shit ain't cool, man. And they would be 100% against that shit, man, if it was the other way around. And I'm like, where are all these militia people at? Where are all these militias at, man? They worry about a tyrannical government, you know, these Gestapo tactics. And here they are, but they're okay with it because they think that the people doing it are on their side. And unfortunately, in a lot of cases, it's true, man. It's just weird to have all these people in law enforcement who claim to hate the government and don't trust the government, but here they are enforcing the rules that they say they don't like and are unconstitutional. I've been watching so many videos of cops getting owned. I love that shit, man. And you're right, it's a waste of time. It is a waste of their time and a waste of money and resources. But hey, if you're a police officer and you don't really know the rules yourself and you're just making shit up to make people do stuff that you say, it's wrong, man. Like, just stopping people, hey, you can't ride your bike here, or you can't sit in your car here. You know, it's just like, what are you doing? When people call you out and go, no, you're wrong, just walk away. You're telling everybody else to just comply. Just be a man or a woman and go, you know what? You call me on my bullshit, I'm out. Like, I love that video where the dude is on like Santa Monica Pier or something, and the cop is like, oh, you can't ride your bike here. And the dude's just like, yeah, you can. According to this regulation, he dotted it all out, 23.4.4.6.3, section 2. And the cop's like, oh, when did you become a Facebook lawyer? See, that's what people like to try to do, man. They like to try to somehow embarrass you so you get defensive and back down. It's just like, I'm not a lawyer, man. I just know how to read and I know my rights. Why do police officers get mad at people and people who support cops get mad when people know their rights and go, no, you're harassing me. You just always want to use these very general terms and interpretations to get people to do what you want to do. I know the game, man. If you're wrong, you're wrong. We wouldn't be wasting police time if they just did what the fuck they were supposed to do. It's just, what's the point of having rules if police are allowed to break them? I really don't understand that. Why are people okay with cops violating? And I'm not even talking about the brutality part. I'm just talking about like, hey, can I see some ID? And it's just like, no, I don't have to according to the law. And it's just like, okay, well, now I think you've committed a crime. Now you have to. It's just like, that's not how that shit works. That's not how it works. You're wasting your own time at that point just to get people to do what you want to do. And every time these dudes get on, they always have to have the last word, like, all right, well you have a good day. And I love when people are like, no, you're right, you have a good day, I won this argument, you lost, you should walk away. I know it's childish, but it needs to be said. It needs to be done. Stop wasting people's fucking time going on a power trip over dumb shit. Over stupid shit. Man, look. There was another point I wanted to make, but it just escaped me when it comes to all of this. But if I remember, I'll come back to it. I don't really know much about AOC, the Democratic congresswoman from New York City. But she recently got into it with a Republican congressman. I think his name was Toyo or Hoyo or something like that. I can't remember his name. Toyo, Hoyo. You know what? I'm going to be a little bit more professional and look it up. AOC. Yeho. Oh, I think that's what it is. Yeho. Is that his name? Yeah. Oh, Yoho. Sent Representative Yoho. Now, according to the story, they get into a little verbal altercation. He gets in her face, puts his finger in her hand, says all this stuff, calls her a fucking bitch. Now, I know people don't like her because she's super liberal and some of her ideas can be radical from what I hear. But look, I don't know how you cannot listen to that woman's 10-minute speech and not agree. And if you don't agree, it's purely out of spite. How do I even start? Now, I'm pretty sure a lot of conservative guys are like, oh, look at her. She's just complaining. If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. People call me names all the time. But here's the thing. This is how I know you're full of shit. It's because more than anybody, right-wing guys are so quick to come to the defense of the women and their lives and their family. I mean, as to post pictures with them holding a gun with their teenage daughter's teenage prom date, saying shit like don't get any ideas. So and so met Diane's uncle Smith and Wesson. 44 reasons to bring my daughter back in time. And, you know, all kind of little funny crazy shit, right? Just threatening to kill a teenager for trying to fuck his daughter, which I get to a degree. So, and God forbid, you know, someone disrespect their wife because they're going to defend her to the nth degree. So don't give me this shit where like AOC needs to toughen up because if your daughter or your wife came to you and told you some story about some guy that did the exact same thing where he got up in her face, putting his finger in their face, saying all this stuff, and then called them a fucking bitch, they will blow a fucking gasket. They will want to go down there with their gun or just go down there and confront this guy, call him a piece of shit, and he's harassing women, and he's you know, he's soft, only pussies do shit like this. But then when the shoe is on the other foot, you want to turn around and get mad at her. And to be honest, if the shoe was on the other foot for me, if it was some liberal guy who did this shit to a Republican and I heard the same speech, I would go, you know what? This is pretty good. She even said, I'm not looking for an apology. She goes, I'm from New York City. I've bartended. I've taken the subway. I've been on the bus. I've been catcalled. I've heard way worse. Like him calling me a fucking bitch did not trigger me. It didn't break me. It didn't hurt my feelings. I'm just showing you, like, this is a thing that we have to deal with. And I was like, she fucking, because I, like I said, I'm not a fan. It even made me go, you know what? She makes a great fucking point. You know, just saying like, oh, I got a wife and daughters. That, to me, you're digging yourself in a hole even more because, like I said before, there's no way you will let anybody talk to your mother, your sisters, or your daughters like that ever. But just because she's some liberal chick that you don't like from New York City, you're telling her to toughen up. If somebody did this to your sweet daughter in college, you would fucking drive out there wanting to beat some 20-year-old kid's ass. Now, everything aside, just based on that situation, based on her speech, she's completely right. Completely right. I thought it was very well said. She made some great points, and it was she nailed all of the talking points that she knew that people on the other side would try to attack if she came at this emotional and said that she was scarred and she's afraid to come in. She none of that. And she goes, if it happened to a Republican woman, I would be up here saying the same thing. And the fact that she goes, you know what? I cannot sit here and have this happen to me on TV and see other women let this happen to me and I say nothing. I was like, this is a fucking fantastic moment in government history. I felt it was a very monumental speech and it was very moving and she made a lot of great points. And man, and honestly, if you really feel like you can argue with that, you're really making this totally a political argument and you're just willfully being ignorant and you just don't want to admit when you're wrong. You just can't. And that's a problem. We're not going to get anywhere, man. We're not going to get it. You've seen it with the Will and Jada and all this kind of shit. Like, well, men cheat and they get away with it. It's like you sound like the people who are like, well, black people kill black people. How come police can't do it? It's just like, what the fuck does one have to do with the other? You want to be a piece of shit because the people you call pieces of shit are being pieces of shit? Come on, man. That's not how it works. And I was thinking about this shit too, man. No, and I don't want to be one of these both sides people because there's definitely one side that is way worse in this whole thing. And that's just my opinion. But I will say something that really bothers me about both sides, one of many things, is we blame each side for not allowing others to change, and they both do it. Both do it. You know, you see, now I get there's pandering when you some fucking liberal, you showing up in kente cloth and an African suit. It's just like, that's not, I don't, in the kneeling before black people, that's pandering. I don't want to hear that shit or see that shit either. I don't buy that. It's an empty gesture. The Aunt Jemima's Uncle Ben shit, it's all empty gestures. It's stuff that should have been done a long time ago. I don't know. It's just like if you let trash sit around your house for 3 weeks and it really stinks, but we've kind of gotten used to it. And then all of a sudden you take it out and you want credit for something that you should have done a long time ago. It's just like, okay, that shit should have been gone a while ago. So great. You did your fucking job. But we're not allowing people to change, man. When you have people that go, hey, you know what? You're right. Maybe BLM isn't this, that we shouldn't lump BLM in with these rioters, or like, hey man, we should really have this discussion about race, or people coming forward and go, hey, I've been problematic in the past. My bad. I'm trying to change my ways. I want to learn. The first thing that people on the right do, oh, why are you doing that? What do you got to hide, buddy? See, he doesn't mean that. He doesn't mean that. He's just trying to be on the right side of history. He's just trying to do this. At least they're trying to do something. They're trying to do something. And the same thing with these people who get caught doing racist shit back in the day. Hey, my bad. I fucked up. I shouldn't have done that. Yeah, the blackface thing wasn't the smartest idea in the world. And then all of a sudden, nah, fuck that. You got to learn. We got to stop, allowing them to ask for forgiveness because they ain't really sorry. You just mad that you got caught. You just want the TV show back. You just want to be back in office. You just want this. You just want that. We're not allowing people to change on either side, and it makes people not even want to come forward and go, hey, you know what? I now support this, or I'm trying to change my ways. It's stupid. So what are we doing here? Why are we asking people to change, and then when they try to, we don't allow it? Or we want to question their motives all the time. It gets us nowhere. It's just this gotcha bullshit, man. And it's really getting us nowhere. But that's all I got this week. So there's a show. That's a show. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chris Allen Comedy, A-L-A-N. Make sure you check out my live show every Tuesday on Facebook and Instagram. He Got Answers. Email me on there if you have anything going on. You know, you don't know how to handle a situation, or you want to know, like, hey, do you think that lobster is better than shrimp scampi? Ask me. I'll answer it. So that's live every Tuesday, 9 p.m., Facebook and Instagram. And follow me on social media at Chris Allen Comedy, A-L-A-N. I'm out. Peace.